Good afternoon. The steady rain from early this morning continues to depart through New England and off the eastern seaboard. A wave of low pressure in the mid-levels of the atmosphere responsible for the rain is departing as well, and we're left with a relative lull in the action, although still plenty of moisture in the form of humidity in the air and subsequent cloud cover. We'll have some breaks of sunshine and a more tropical feel today with temperatures in the lower to middle 80s. We do run the risk at a scattered shower or thunderstorm during the afternoon in this humid environment, but most of the day will be dry. In fact, tonight skies will tend to clear out, especially in northern New York and New England, while a front close by in southern New York and New England will still bring us the risk of a shower or storm overnight. Either way, temperatures will be back into the 60s and it will remain muggy. We'll start off tomorrow dry with some sunshine. However, another wave of low pressure is heading in our direction. We'll arrive tomorrow afternoon with another round of scattered showers and thunderstorms. It'll remain quite humid with highs in the mid-80s. A broad trough of low pressure that established itself over the region over the last couple of days will remain in place later in the week. Timing out disturbances within this trough has been complex at best, but it does look like a couple more will pass through on Thursday and Friday in the humid air mass, generating more scattered showers and thunderstorms both days. It looks like highs will be in the lower 80s on Thursday and stay in the 70s on Friday. It looks like this trough will lift out to start the weekend on Saturday, and it will be a dry day with a mix of sun and clouds, highs near 80, but another round of scattered showers and thunderstorms will arrive by the end of the weekend as this trough reestablishes itself over the region. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of an enhanced risk of severe thunderstorms late this afternoon and evening across portions of the northern plains near the Red River Valley through much of central Minnesota. Warm advection ahead of mid-level jet stream energy may provide the general support for the initiation of storms across this region by this evening, as moisture return contributes to the increasing destabilization. The environment appears likely to be at least conditionally supportive of one or two growing convective clusters with the potential for severe hail and winds. Meanwhile, excessive heat will build into the northern and central plains through the rest of the week, and high fire danger will continue in the Great Basin and interior northwest. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 119 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 40 at Bodie State Park in California. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny with a scattered shower or thunderstorm in the mid-80s, Boston mostly cloudy with scattered showers and storms in the mid-80s, and in Buffalo partly sunny with highs right around 80 degrees. The average high temperature in Albany today, 82 degrees, the average low, 61. The record high, 98, set in 1936, and the record low, 48, in 1986. Sunrise this morning was at 5:27 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:34 p.m., 15 hours and 7 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny today with a scattered shower or thunderstorm and highs in the lower 80s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny today with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the lower to mid 80s. Scattered showers and storms tonight, lows in the upper 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, partly sunny today, a scattered shower or thunderstorm possible and highs in the lower to mid 80s. Becoming partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny today with a scattered shower or thunderstorm and highs in the lower 80s. A scattered shower or thunderstorm this evening, then clearing it out late tonight with lows in the mid-60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Partly sunny today with scattered shower or thunderstorm possible and highs in the lower to mid-80s. Gradual clearing tonight with lows in the mid-60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine to start, then scattered showers and thunderstorms possible in the afternoon, humid mid-80s, mostly cloudy Thursday and Friday with scattered showers and storms, lower 80s Thursday and the 70s Friday. A mix of sun and clouds, it looks dry for Saturday near 80, but more scattered showers and thunderstorms possible both Sunday and Monday, highs back into the lower 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.